RV. Hey, don't forget to check out past volumes of Highways and Byways from the website, www.highwaymag.com. There's a poll question there for you to respond to. We'd like everyone to go to the site and respond to that. There's also a daily trivia quiz that gives you an instant score. You get to see a comparison of how you fared out in the overall average. Each day there's a different Bible quiz there, so it really takes you through the whole Bible over a period of time with questions, tests your knowledge out, sharpens you up, and it gives you the answers in the end, too. HighwayMag.com. You know, Bruce has done an incredible job on bringing this website back to life. He has us up to the first page in a Yahoo search when you enter Highways and Byways in the Yahoo search bar, and we're up to page 3 on a Google search. This is really incredible considering we haven't spent a dime on search engine positioning. So go to the website, and if you don't mind, get there by doing a Google search. Every time you do that, search Highways and Byways. It makes the website stronger, or more likely to climb up in popularity, if you will. I'll bug you about it. I'll remind you again later on. Well, next up, we have some folks that have called into the voicemail line. There's some good questions from drivers and a few attaboys here and there, which always encourage us to keep up the hard work. Later on, we'll hear from a driver who has taken exception to something from a previous volume. But first, we have a bunch of other calls we need to give some attention to.
Hello, this is Scooter. I was just listening to Volume 55 for 2013, Highways and Byways. And on Track 5, the first question that's addressed is, what exactly was happening with Jesus under the earth? And the answer to that is addressed in 1 Peter, I believe it's chapter 3, verses 18 through 24, roughly. But in verse 19, it said, he preached to the imprisoned spirit that were disobedient during the time of Noah, where 8 people were saved through the water, that was Noah and his family, and the rest went down into, well, they all died, they drowned in that. One heck of a baptism, that flood. The point is, Jesus went down there and preached the gospel. That's what he was doing. He was preaching the gospel to the imprisoned spirits that were disobedient during the time of Noah. God bless and have a good day.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Scooter, for taking the time not only to listen to Highways and Byways, but to getting involved and sharing a passage with us, bringing additional clarity to something that wasn't brought forth as clear as it might have been first time around. Now, unbeknownst to you, the very next volume of Highways and Byways had a follow-up question, and I actually did refer to 1 Peter with regard to the fact that Jesus led captivity captive. But I didn't go into it even in as much detail as you did, so I appreciate you sharing that. My focus on this question from the beginning was more along the lines of where Jesus was and what was not happening because of the misnomers and the, well, if you heard my response, you know the direction I was actually going there. But you've brought more clarity to it. Keep me on my toes. I love it.
Yes, good morning, Wyatt. My name is Tom Hook. I'm calling you from Columbia, South Carolina. I recently got some of your CDs from Transport for Christ Ministries. I have thoroughly enjoyed them. I have given them out to people that I work with and other drivers. I am a ex-driver myself. I retired, and I'm a volunteer chaplain for Transport for Christ. I just want to tell you that I really thoroughly enjoy your messages and the way your tapes are laid out. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, just like everybody else that listens. And I just want you to remember that you're doing a great job out there, and people all over the country, maybe even the world, listen to your CDs and get to hear what you have to say. I'm jealous of you for that. But God is good. He's been good to me, and I'm 62 years old, and I plan to spend the rest of my life helping and distributing His Word, and I thank you for an opportunity to serve. God bless you, sir, and again, the Holy Spirit is alive and well in South Carolina, and thankful people like you. God bless you. Goodbye.
Tom, thank you for the encouragement. Your words do encourage us. They make us want to continue to do what we're doing. The whole purpose and goal here is to get highways and byways into as many hands as possible. And, well, you're playing a big part in that. Thank you again so much. I'm going to have to figure out a way to get a load running down your way so that I can drop in on you and just visit you and put a face with the name. Lord bless you real good.
Hey, Wyatt, it's John Doyle out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just calling you. Touch base, give you a praise report and a prayer request also. The praise report would be the Bible Distribution Ministry of Truckers Friends Network is went through from last September to this September over 80,000 New Testament Bibles through Transport for Christ and other truck stop ministries have put those in the hands of the traveling public. The other praise report is we have another 70,000 ready to go in our warehouse, waiting for drivers to pick them up and distribute them around the country and wherever they seem fit to minister. A couple of sessions back, you ran a plea for drivers, a little testimony from Herb Advocate, our president of Truckers Friends Network, on what we do and how we do it. Appreciate it if you could maybe play that one more time to let new drivers that haven't heard it know that these resources are available. There's over 14 to 15 different hubs around the United States and Canada that are stocking New Testament Bibles and the racks to display them in for drivers to use while they're out here on the road. Hand out to their fellow drivers to restock the rack of their choice. But materials are available. They don't do us any good sitting in the warehouse. We'd love to get them into the hands of drivers so they can pass them on to the hands of the traveling public. Anyway, God bless. Have a great day and hope to hear from you soon.
Well, John, I've been looking for that spot I ran for Herb. I've been looking for it for 2 days now, and it's just not in this database that I'm working with this time as I produce this next volume. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give your phone number out a few times here. But, you know, you did an excellent job explaining this ministry, what your resources are presently, what you're looking for, and I'm just going to expand on that a little bit. But let me give the number, 616 area code 262-6081. Now I'm going to give it again at the end, so any drivers that are listening that want to get involved, you just get ready to write down here in just another half a minute or so. What I want to add to this is simply that drivers, if you run a dedicated lane, or if you run a dedicated account of some sort, or if you run familiar lanes pretty often so that you know you get by certain truck stops, certain areas and parts of the country on a fairly regular basis, give John a call. If he can't handle you, he'll pass you on to Herb or somebody else. But I think John can help you get squared away, too. Anyway, that way all you need to do is just carry a case or two of these Bibles with you. And they don't take up much room. I've carried a few of these and taken them up near Buffalo when I used to run that lane up that way. And so they don't take up much room at all. Give John a call, 616-262-6081. Let him know you want to get involved in getting these Bibles out to drivers. They're an excellent, excellent English Standard Version. I love this version. It's quickly becoming my favorite. 616 area code 262-6081. And when I find that spot, I'll run it in a future volume of Highways and Byways. Anyway, Lord bless you. I think we're going to break away for a song here, and when we come back, we're going to give an ear to a driver that called in who, well, he just flat out disagreed with my teaching on the rich man and Lazarus. So we'll give him an opportunity to present his cause, and then we'll respond.